no, it's the wrong order. The chaya that's nechelis is the tohar, and the chaya shaloi seyachel is the tameh. So the Ksav Sofer says, chaya means isha that's giving birth. And that's the connection to isha kitasa. And he explains based on the Gemara in Yuma, that pay base. The Gemara says in Yuma, there's a sugi there, the person, an isha, has a gevaldika chukah to eat something on Yom Kippur, and she can't control herself. So what do? First, machilonoi sa'akala kol koidim. First you give her just to smell it, or to be toyim. She's able to chapsach that it's Yom Kippur, then you stop. And if you have no choice, it's a bulmus, so you give it to eat. And the Gemara brings two stories. There was one isha that they were loichish to her that it's Yom Kippur, and she taka stopped and she didn't eat, and she gave birth to Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara darshans on that, b'terem etzorcha b'beten yidaticha. And there was another story that they came to Rabbi Hanina also as a maisa, and he says he was loichish to her that it's Yom Kippur, and she anyway said no choice, she has to eat, and it was noilet shabsai oitzer peri, which was not a grace tzaddik exactly. So Zoktik Sav Soiver, that's the pshat in the Pasik. Ben Atomi Ben Ator, Ben Achaya Hanecheles, the midwife, the Isha that's giving birth, that does eat, she's the Tome, or Ben Achaya Asher Loise Yochel, that's the Tar. And that's the Seder. That's why the Pasik's ending with a Dover Tahara, not with a Dover Tome. And that's all connected to Isha Kisazria. Rashi brings Isha Kisazria, Omrab Simloi, Kishem Shi Yitzira Shel Adam, is Achar Kol Behem Achaya Va'oif. Also, Toirosa is Nispar Sha'achar Toir's Behem Achayvoif. First we discuss the Toir's Behem Achayvoif, and then we get to the person. So when the Achroyim, the Yalas Chen, he asks, so why do we discuss Isha before Ish? You're going up to the Seder of the Bria, and you discuss the Behem Achayvoif before Adam, so why are you discussing Isha before Ish? So he brings the Medrash Darsan on this Pasuk, Ochor Bokedem Tzartoni, which means that the Emes Mitchila Adam Rishon was created as both, a Zohar and a Nekev, it was Mechuber. So there's no Kedima Be'etzim to which one was first. It was Noilad Biyachat. So the Gemara, the Pasuk says that there's a din of Tumas Leh the 7 days, Ubayoyim HaShmini Yimol Besara Losa. And then it continues with the Yimei Tahara. L'chor the Biyoyim HaShmini Yimol Besara Losa is not connected to the din of Tumas Leh the Be'etzim, although the Gemara says one of the reasons why Atinak is Nimol Bayoyim HaShmini is because since the Isha is Tomei for 7 days, Shaloye Ovi V'imai Atzevin. And everyone's smeichim. So there's an Indian taka that it's connected to the Vayoyim Hashmini Yimo Basara Losa. The Gemara though asks taka, why not Kishmini? Why not Shvi? Why not Shi? My son told me, I asked him the kashi, he said, because in the Chagad, your 7 has a different shot, and 9 has a different shot. This is Golosim and Ach. However, I so brought down the Indian of Yoyim Hashmini. The first person that was Nimo Yoyim Hashmini was Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu lived 180 years. And a cheshbon of Biyoyim Hashmini Yimol is after 180 hours. Assuming if 7 days may place, plus, you know, mouth of the morning, so that's parallel to the 180. Another reason is brought in Chazal, the reason why a bris meal is only Biyoyim Hashmini, is because Biyoyim Hashmini, for sure by then, it was a river of Shabbos. And there's a bazudra Indian that it's to go a river of Shabbos. Hu adin, a behema, is not brought as a carbon. Umayoyim Hashmini v'hola yeirotzeh. What's the Indian? The Indian is because it was durch a Shabbos. Chinish Ladina I saw brought down in the Machzor Vitri. We know that there's a Shail and Hilchas Brachas. There's all kinds of Kedimas, which Bracha you make. Maga Eish, first Moitzi, Mezoinis, Gethen, Eitz, Adoma, and finally Shahakal. There's a Kedima of Chaviv, there's a Kedima of Shivas Minim, Adobar Shalem. There's all kinds of Kaveyas. You have to know which Kedima is more important than another one. Zok the Machzor Vitri, there's another Kedima Hilchas Brachas. Again, I don't know if this Kedima powers over that it makes a Shahakal before a Moitzi. Or a Shivas Minim, but if let's say you have two equal things, there's a Kedim is something that was a river of Shabbos. You know, as though you would think maybe a fresher piece of cake is a Kedima, that if someone makes you a fresh cake on Thursday afternoon, it's better to make a mezoinus on the bagelach, on the pretzels. Shinitchnu achar pesach tov shanayim gimel, but that was from a river of Shabbos already. If it's a river of Shabbos, it's different. The mushel, on Shabbos itself, though, when you go to a Kiddush, there's no reason to make a cheshbon like that, because on Shabbos itself, it's the fourth Shabbos. And you don't have to be a river a whole Shabbos. Varaya Tinoik is Nimel, when he's born on Shabbos, Yamalim on Shabbos, even if he's born at the end of the Shabbos, because it's a Biyat Shabbos. But on a weekday, there's a Kedima in Brachis, Machzor Vitri, a Kedima on over all of us a Shabbos. And that's another Pshat in Bayoyim Hashmini Yimo Basara Losa. Milo Bismane is Doicha Shabbos, Ubayoyim Hashmini, Afilu if it's Shabbos. And the Rishonim ask, why don't we say that there's Gzeira de Rabba? We know that Gemara says Rabba made a gzeira, Chazal made a gzeira, gzeira the rabbit's called, not to be koira megillah, lulav, shofar, when it's chal b'shabbos. So why is Mila Doicha Shabbos, why wasn't there a Gzeirah Derabbah? So there's many truths in the Rishonim. Tosfos already says, Mila is only a Baki. A Moyel is the one that does the Mila. A Baki is not going to make a mistake. And also, Mila is Mochamer. It's Nichrusu Aleh, Yidkim Obrisois. Another pshat based on the Taz, the famous Taz. The Taz has a Yisoy. He says it on this. That the Taz has a Yisoy. That a Dover Mefurish Bekro, Chazal don't make a Gzeirah. And this is Mefurish Bekro. But Yoyim HaShmini, that the Mila itself is Doicha Shabbos. You're going to make a Gzeirah. Because maybe they're going to carry. The meal itself is Doicha Shabbos. I saw once a pshat brought down Gzeirah Derabbah asked up the Chetet Shel Mitzvah. He asked up on the Shofar, on the Lulav, Megillah. Yes, meal is done with a Sakim, yeah, but it's not, that's like the Chetet that they're gonna asked on. The Gemara, when it says that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos has a kashra, why is it Bechal Chiddush that Mila is Doicha Shabbos? Mila is anyway, it's only the Kalkul. It's only the Kalkul. So the Gemara brings a raya from here, from the fact that you need a pasuk that Mila is Doicha Shabbos is a raya that Mekalkul Bechabura is Chayiv. Because if Mekalkul Bechabura would be Potter anyways, you don't need a Chiddush that Mila is Doicha Shabbos. As I bring the Gemara raya, so I saw the Chassam Sofer asks the Kasha, maybe really it's Mekalkul and it's not a Chilul Shabbos. But you need a chiddush in the pasuk that Mila is Doicha Shabbos to do the mitzitza. We know we do mitzitza on Shabbos also. How would you know that you could do the mitzitza? That's the chiddush that is Doicha Shabbos. Chassam Sofer makes a cheshbon. He says be'emes, he wants to know why taka don't we do Mila right away at the end of Shabbos? This way the mitzitza at least could be done after Shabbos. They make the whole cheshbon on them. Why taka don't we make as a cheshbon? Pashtus, because it's mamash chiluk of the Mila Doicha Shabbos also. It's not stam al sakona, which is that also, but it's a chelik of the seder of the mila itself. It's a shad. Mr. Brewer brings this. There's a din. You go back to tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin only if you're still in the middle of doing the mila. It's important in the Gemara. If you already did the mila, but you didn't do priya, that's still called. You're in the middle. That it's choyzen for tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin. Sofik in the Ran, Mr. Brewer brings it. Who would then if you didn't do mitzitza yet? That's also called the house machin mitten. It's not a zaitig thing. It's considered that it's part of the mila. It's still chayshon olav. So avada, that would also be doicha Shabbos. Now we know a mila that's on Shabbos is doicha Shabbos, meaning if a baby was born on the previous Shabbos, then his mila is doicha Shabbos. But I had a suffix. What would be if you have a baby that was born on Friday, and therefore his mila is supposed to be on Friday? And it's Friday, a few minutes before Shkia. And the only Moyel available is a Moyel who was Makabel Shabbos already. So for the Moyel, it's Shabbos. For the father, or if you want to be alumnus, for the Ben, it's been in the Ben, it's been in the Tata, over the Ben and the father weren't Makabel Shabbos yet. But the only Moyel was Makabel Shabbos. It's a Mila Bizmana. It's Friday. It's a Mila Bizmana. Mila bizmana is doicha Shabbos, but oydilma mila of Shabbos is doicha Shabbos. Loi shamanu mila shaloi bizmana is doicha Shabbos. I saw once. I don't know if this is a pshat. The Mishnah says in Perek Rav Elezer, Rav Elezer holds even the tzorche mila, even the machshiri mila is doicha Shabbos. Preparing the knife is doicha Shabbos. Rav Akiva argues and says no. Dafka the mila itself, but the lashon of the Mishnah is mila she'efshal asoysa me'erev Shabbos. It's doicha the Shabbos, but the machshirim not. But the Ken Oisbrick and the Mishnah says a mila that was efshir, that wasn't efshir to do before Shabbos. Azam mila is doicha Shabbos. This is azam mila that was efshir to do before Shabbos. It's a Friday mila. You could have done it the whole day, whatever reason you didn't. So it's a diak in the Mishnah. A mila that was not able to do before Shabbos. Azam mila is doicha Shabbos. Or you don't know, even a mila Friday is doicha Shabbos. Yesh l'ayin. Now we know that a tinoik that is born yoytze doifin from a C-section, it's a shayla. It's a harub chayim on it, but it's a suffix if his meal is doicha Shabbos or not. Because there's a shayla b'chlal, maybe such a tinoik should be mal on the first day, not on the eighth day. Me suffix, we don't mal on the first day, we mal on the eighth day. But we say it's not doicha Shabbos, because maybe it was not supposed to be. Maybe it's not a yoyim ha-shmini d'kemila. And that taket adin, that a yoytze doifin is not doicha Shabbos. A yoytze doifin that's born on Shabbos, it's not doicha mila on Shabbos, because it's a suffix b'chlal if his mila was supposed to be by yoyim ha-shmini. So there's a shaila now, What if you have a Yoytze Doifin, is a Suffolk, it's not even Doifin Yom Tif. But what about Yom Tif Sheni? It's a Shalom Lechroinim. If the Yoyim HaShmini comes out on Yom Tif Sheni, the Yoyim HaShmini came out on Yom Tif Sheni, it's a Sveik Sveikah. The whole thing is Sveikah the Yoyim. And it's also a Suffolk if it's supposed to be Doichei Shabbos and Yom Tif. So why don't we handle Sveik Sveikah? It's a big Shalom Lechroinim. Lemais to the Oilim is Noyim, we don't do the Mila. But it's not so poshut. It's not Doichei Yom Tif Sheni. The Prat, over here in Eretz Yisrael, we have a Ben Chutz Loretz who's living here, and his psak is to keep 2 days Yom Tif, but he can get a moil, and his baby is born a Yoytze Doifin born on Yom Tif Sheni. If it's born on, I'm sorry, the Yoytze Doifin, and now the Yoyim HaShmini comes out on Yom Tif Sheni, all of you can get an Israeli moil. I'm saying even without that, there should be a Sveik Sveika. So it's not so poshut what taka the din is. You should ask a rov. That's the shayla. After the pasuk says so, the uvayoyim hashmini yimal basar losoy. And then the pasuk continues uvamlois yemei tahara leben olabas. Then you bring a keves and a ben yoyna oyator lechatas. So the Balaturim says, interesting Zach, he says, the Pasuk says you either bring a Yoyna or a Bentor or a Torah. Usually, always when it says about bringing birds as a carbon, it says Yoyna first. Over here it says, Ben Yoyna, I'm sorry, usually it says Torah first. Here it says Ben Yoyna first. He says the Pshat is Azoy, because Torah are very, very close. The Zohar and the Nekeva of the Torah are very close. By Yoyne it's not like that. By Yoyne they get into fights. When you mark up normally a carbon of oif, it's always a set. So if you're bringing a set, Gevaldik, bring a tar, bring a set of two. But over here where you're only bringing one, that's the thing, you're bringing the behemoth and one oif, it's better not to bring a tar because you're going to break up the shalom bayis of that tar. A ben Yoyne anyways always fights. And this is super stuff to the Ramban in Parshas Vayikra. The Ramban says, whenever we bring a set of carbonus, a tar you only bring when they're older. Tar is godel and Yoyne is when it's small. The Mishnah says in Chulin, if it's in between, tzchilas atzoyv shebezeh bezeh, you don't bring. He says, a tor is when they're older, so then there's a gvaldik shalom bias. By the tor, you want to be marked the tor. By ben yoyna faker, then they're fighting. It's dafka when it's younger, then it's the mother that's merachem on the ben. Everyone always, there's a shprach, we say like a zug yoynim. It's not, it's tor. The tor is the one that's mesamel. It's a shteta in the Balaturim, in the Rabbeinu Bechai, in the Ramban. That's the one that's mesamel, the it's mesamel, the shaykes, the klal yisol, the kodesh baruch. We say yoyno, it's Torah, but it's parshas negoyim. There's a lot of inyonim over here in the negoyim. First of all, there's a remez over here that a person that sees that he has a nega of tzaras targum says it means machdeish segir, he's closed up. A person sometimes is closed up. I saw the Nesiva Shalom talks about the various others for him also. Saras is that a person, because he did an Avera, but it's because he's totally closed up. His Moyach is closed, his Lev is closed, his Neshama, everything is closed up. He wants to try to get the Eitzah. The Eitzah is V'huv El HaKoyin. Go to a Talmud Chacham, go to a Gadol, go to someone that can try to help you. And he has to give you Musar, V'zgiro HaKoyin. And it goes in sets of 7 days. He brings down because 7 days is Shabbos. Shabbos could have lifted a person. And if it doesn't work, the Erech to Shabbos, Vizgiri Shivas Yavim Sheinis, Prabir Nochamo, Vaita by the Kohen. You try to pay a lois to matar yourself, to get out, Haitziyah Mimazger Nafshi, to get out of the Hesger of the Tzaras. We know, Chazal say, that the Tzaras comes on the oven of Lashon Hara. But there is a remez I saw brought down from Moshe Sternbuch. Very nice. It says there's different kinds of negoyim. There's se'es, sapachas, and baheres. He says each one of these stands for a different reason why maybe a person is nichshal lashon hara. Se'es is a person who wants to be misnase on his friend. He wants to be higher than the other one. Se'es, humit nase. Sapachas is fakir. Sapachas is a person who's a nisbach. There's a whole group of people shmoozing lashon hara. You don't hold them to sign to be nisbach to them. You get noch geschleppt. Third kind is Baharis. Baharis is very clear. There's a Mr. Know-it-all. He wants to know all the nice, all the rage, what's going on, here, there. Baharis. Those are three different Eifanim. Se'eis, Apachas, Beheris. They all lead to Tzaras. Now Tzaras has to be, it's a neg of Lovan, with Sa'ar Lovan. But the Pasuk says, if it's Kulay Hapach Lovan, then it's Tar. If it's whole Guf, then it's Tar. Why is that a Simen Tahara? Right? There's different ways of Tahara. Either it comes smaller than a gris. But on the other hand, if it's Kulay Hapach Lovan, that's Gor, a Simen of Tahara. Why is that a Simen of Tahara? So one shot is a Muslim Kipshat. If this person is so geklapped, his whole Guf is Tzaras, by then for sure he's going to be Liboy Nishbar, he's going to break, and that's good for the Simen Tahara, that is in Gansi. But in the Paneach Rozi, he brings a different shot. He says, Tzaras is not just skin deep. There's a message over here, there's a nega in his penis. He says, the neg is only a nega, the Kohen has to look at it as it's deep. If it's Kulay Hafach Lovan, then it has to be that it's shallow, right? It's like a body of water. It's either very deep, but it's a short amount, or if it's shallow, then it can be spread out, a river can spread out longer. If it's Kulay Hafach Lovan, vice versa, that it's only shitchi, it's not so deep. Now you have to be soigrim, and then the Kohen comes to check again if it changed. Now the lashon of the pasuk is, Vihine loy hofach hanega es enoy. The nega didn't change the ayin. It didn't change the way it looked. But I still wrote down, I think Rafaim Zalman Margolius says, nice shot. The ergste zach is nega. It's the worst thing. As I say, in Zohar and Sforim, nega is the worst thing that can happen. The spitz opposite of nega is oinig. And the difference between nega and oinig, it's the same letters, a nun and a gimel. The difference is the ayin. It depends where your ayin is. And if it's like hofa hanega es einoi, the lashon of the pasuk, you have to be hoifich the ayin, an ayin toy, an ayin that looks at the right things. Like hofa hanega es einoi. The ganze shorish over here is the chilik. If it's going to be nega or ayin, or nega or oineg, is where the ayin is. That's what a person has to be mashkia in, and that's the shorish over here in the inyan of negoyim. The Kohen sometimes checks, sometimes he has to lock you up again to see if the Baharis spreads. Eventually he can come and see if it didn't spread after two Heskers. So then it's Mispachasi. It's not a nega. What is this Mispachas? This guy was up and left for 2 weeks, he was in the Hesger. And at the end, not that it went away, it didn't get smaller. It blindly it was, Leposa, Mispachasi. Kimati was a Mitzayir Muchlet. So it comes for Lashon Hara, for different Chatoyim. Amol is a person that amounts of Kimat Chotah. No, that's Achtengel. First, has to be careful. The Kemat Chotah comes from a Kemat Nega. Kemat Mispachas. There's also a Marechis over here. After Kemat Mechshal Zayin, Kemat Beloy Chotah. So, a nice shot from the Magid Mikel. We know that a person has to be Nizr not only in Lashon Hora, even in Avak Lashon Hora. Mamish, every Prat, Sashena Pshat, a Remez, and a Pasuk in Tehillim. We know the Gemara says a person's not even supposed to say good things about people, because then it can come maybe to come to say bad, and the Gemara says, as an example, you shouldn't even say Nurabe Planyo. You shouldn't even say there's a fire in this person's house. You mean it as a positive thing that he's always Machin Soireach, but someone can hear it as a negative connotation. He's a Gros Fresser, he's a Besnish. You shouldn't even say Nurabe Planyo. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. So he says it's a remez in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Omarti Esh, capital on the test, Omarti Eshmer Adarkei Mechati Bulshoin. A person says, I decided I'm going to be Shoimer Meloshin. Shmir's a Lashon. Eshmer lefi machzayim ba'oyd rosh lenegdi. Nelamti dumiya, I kept quiet. Hechasheisi mitoyv, I didn't even say good things about people because I didn't want to be anti minichal. V'keivi nechar, but I still have a tzaras, I have a nega, I have a cave, I have a pain, and I don't know why. And then cham libi bekirbi, the pasuk continues, I remember now, I chapt. Got umgevart, I chapt. V'hagigi tivar eish debrosi bulshoini. I said that there's an eish be'plani, tivar eish. That he said, this, that also, that avak lashon hara, could also bring to Tzaras. Now, one of the dinim of the Metzora, in Pashas Metzora, a Metzora is sent out from the Gimel Machanis. We know some Tumas are sent out only from Machanis Shechina, some Tumas are sent out even from Machanis Leviya, and a Metzora is sent out even from Machanis Yisrael. That's the Tzura of Klai Shel, was Gimel Machanis. I heard from Rav Osher in the Shmuz before this man. He said, this wasn't the Shmuz, Mamash Bahavlo. He said this Zog, but it's a son. He said, Klai Yisrael always knew that the Levium, that the Shevet Levi, the Talmud Chacham, was the ikur, was the shayrish, was the source for everything. Einu maseinu uma b'li Torah. So he said a lashon. We know there was machana Shechina, machana Levi, and machana Yisrael. Klal Yisrael always knew that the machana Levi was the one that's mechaber between the machana Shechina with the machana Yisrael. What keeps Klal Yisrael attached to the Rebbeinu Shleilam is the Talmud Chacham, is the machana Levi. Akuponim, those are the gimel machanas. And the Mitzoyra sent out from all Gimel Machanas. What does it mean Gimel Machanas? Machanas Shechina is the Beis HaMikdash, with Mishkan, Machanas Levi is Harabayas, Machanas Yisrael, a Mitzoyra sent out even from Machanas Yisrael, it means Pashat, the Gans of Yerushalayim. But the Mishnah says in Kalim, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Zion, the Gans of Perak Aleph of Kalim is explaining that there are 10 Kedushas. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha more than the rest of the world. Then, Ayores HaMukapas Chayma, all walled surrounding cities have a certain level of Kedusha for certain things, see? Then Yerushalayim, then Harabayis, Chel, Ulam, Heichal, Tul Kodesh Kadoshim. That's the Seder Advarim of Perak Aleph and Kalim. Now the Mishnah says, more than Eretz Yisrael, than Gantz Eretz Yisrael, more than Bnei Brak, Tashkis, Bnei Brak is not a Mukif, are the cities that are Mukif Chayma. What does it mean Mukif Chayma? What's the mile of a Mukif Chayma? What dinam does a Mukif Chayma have? Not Yerushalayim, other Mukafas Chayma. Shemeshalchem Yitoychen Esam Etzeroyim. Mitzeroyim can't go into any Mukaf Chayma. Lamasha, there are other dinim special to Yerushalayim. Meister Sheni could only be Nechal in Yerushalayim. Kachim Kalim could only be Nechal in Yerushalayim. Although there's a fascinating Kiddush in the Urayim says that Meister Sheni could only be Nechal in Yerushalayim. But he says Kachim Kalim could be eaten in any Mukaf Chayma. Just it can never get there because you shefted it in the Beis HaMikdash and it can't get out of Yerushalayim. And if it leaves, it's Psul Yoytzeh. But Be'etzim, it could be eaten in any mukaf. It says, Meiser Sheni, which Be'etzim you could take anywhere. It's a din, you could only eat it in Yerushalayim. You can't eat it in Akko. In Yericho, in a mukaf. Aber Kachim Kalim, Be'esoyti is in any mukaf. No grad, it's a psul yoyt, it's never shy. But another din of mukaf is that a mitzoyer is sent out from all mukafim. Now, the Bar Tanura says there in Kalim, when we say a mitzoyer can't walk into any walls around the city, the Bar Tanura says, a walk around the city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Which we know from Masechta Megillah, that there's a concept, a mukif, lanes on Tesvav, from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. It doesn't say in the Mishnah, it says any walls around the city. The Bar Tanura says, Mimois Yeshua ben Nun. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, from the Haftorah of this week's parasha. The Haftorah is, Ba'arba Anoshim Hoyu Mitzayroim Pesach Hashar. Gechazi Veshloi Shabonav were standing in the doorway of Shomron. And they were, why were they outside? Why were they Pesach Hashar? Because they were Mitzrayim. And the Mitzrayim was sent out from a walled surrounded city. Shomron was a walled surrounded city. Frek Rabbi Kiveger, Shomron was not walled surrounded from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. It's a Mefurash Pasuk that Omri, Achav ben Omri, Omri was the one that built Shomron. The Gemara says he was Zoycha, the Melucha, because he built Shomron. So it wasn't Mukkah from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. The Bar Tanura says that a Mitzoyer is only kicked out of a walled surrounded city. The Bar Tanura, that's the Mishnah. The Bar Tanura asks only if it's from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Shomron wasn't in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Azoy Frek Rabbi Kivega. So I saw a pshat, a mahalach, a chiddush. Reb Chaim says in stencil. Reb Chaim says there's esem two dinim in a Mitzoyer. There's a din of Kedusha that he can't go into the Machane Yisrael. And what does Machane Yisrael mean? Any walled surrounded city. There's also another din of Badad Yeshiv. Badad Yeshiv, not as Kedusha, Badad Yeshiv. Bodad Yeshiv says he has to be in solitary. Now, he's allowed to Drezach in a non-walled surrounded city. But I say it's a non-walled surrounded city, that's not Bodad Yeshiv, that's not a spirit of Bodad Yeshiv. What's connecting him to another person? He's Drezach in the Gans. In a walled surrounded city, that's Bapoyal walled. If there's no wall now, it's not. But if there's a wall, even if it's not in the times of Shulman, but it's not Bodad Yeshiv. So there's two separate dinim. There's a din that Al Kedusha he can't go into a Mukif, could be Shomron doesn't have that din of Mukif. Nafkamina and Shomron, when they lay Megillah and Tesvav. Because Rabbi Kiveger grabbed them, they wants to try to give a teret that really it was already from Yeshua's times. No, the wall fell down and Omri rebuilt it. That's a shtickle. Nafkamina for Megillah. But we're saying, no, that's a different part. That's Bodad Yeshiv. And you can add another thing, very interesting, Mice. In all the walled surrounded cities, there was a shar, there's a doorway. The doorway itself has Kedusha of the Mukif. There's always a chakira. Does the doorway itself have the kedusha by all things? By the Beis HaMikdash, there was a doorway. The doorway of the Harabayas, of the Heichal, of the Ulam, The doorway has the kedusha of inside or not. So interesting. Listen carefully. In the Har HaBayis and also by Yerushalayim, we said that the doorways, they weren't the kaddish because the Mitzrayim have to stand there, and the Mitzrayim want to stand there, so therefore they didn't give it kedusha. But the Mishlo Melech says maybe that's only by Yerushalayim, not by the other cities. The pasuk says here it was four Mitzrayim that were Pesach Hashar. They were standing in the doorway. Mishlo Melech has a tzad that by other cities the doorway itself already has the kedusha, so they should have to be standing outside the door. So it could be because Shoimroin be'etzem. So interesting, the Meshech Chokmah tells on this. Meshech Chokmah says that Shoimroin was treated like Yerushalayim. You have to know what happened a little bit in the history over there. Shoimroin, by the way, Tana Delio state, the Cheshbon is the Cheshbon. Shoimroin is the same gematria as Yerushalayim. There was a political issue over here. The Malchei Yisrael against the Malchei Beis David of Shevet Yehuda, they wanted to shtelovek the Malchus in Shoimroin. They made a parallel city. It's the same gematria as Yerushalayim. They wanted it to have the same gedorim as Yerushalayim. Very nice. Obolamaisa, does it have the kedusha in the shahr or not? So I'm clarifying like this. Shoimroin, we said anyways, is not mukkah from Yeshua ben Nun. Elamai, Badad Yeshev. So Badad Yeshev is totally tachlis if you're inside. But Badad Yeshev, in the doorway, not a problem. It's only if you go inside. In the gedorim of Badad Yeshev, could be it has different gedorim. But that would be Shaila Lagabe, the Shiluach Machanes of Shoimroin. There's another interesting maisa. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzir, that Pevov. The Gemara in Bava Metzir, that Pevov, brings a maisa with Rabba Barachana. And the MS, the story goes like this. The Gemara really brings a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in the Goyim. The way it works by a Nega is first you have a Baheres, a white Nega, the size of a gris, and inside it, there has to be a Sar Lovan. If there's Sar Lovan in the Baheres, that's a Simen of Tumah. If it just has a Baheres, you lock him up. If it just has a Sar Lovan, that has no significance. But if you just have a Baheres, you lock him up and you see. If it grows the next week, or it grows here, or it gets larger, it spreads, Pasa, Pisyon. Those are the different ways that a Nega becomes Tumah. Now, the Gemara says, the Klal is, it has to be your only Tumah if first is the Baheres, and then comes the Sar Lovan. That's a klal. There's a yafusa. You only tomei if first was a beharis and then was a sarlovan. What if you don't know? What if it's a suffix? Guy suddenly sees he has a beharis sarlovan. He doesn't know which one came first. The klal is about you only tomei if the beharis comes first and then the sarlovan. What if you're a suffix? Machloikis tanoim. Tomei, and the Tanakam says tomei, Rabbi Shua says tar. Machloikis. What's the din by suffix? You need kodem beharis to sarlovan. If it's a suffix, it's a machloikis tanoim. Jassant, I saw it as a shalom nachroinim. What if it's bevasachas? I don't know if it's efshel tzamsim. But what if you know b'yadir? It was bevasachas. Is that the same machlekes tanoim here as suffik? What would be the din? It's a machlekes nachroinim. What's the din of beheres v'serlov and bevasachas? But again, the klal is, beheres comes first, and then the sarlov and yutomi. If the sarlov came first, yutar. If it's bevasachas, it's a machlekes nachroinim. If it's a suffik, it's a machlekes. The Gemara brings, in Bav Metzia Daf Pei Vav, that there was a story like this. What if it's a suffix if it's Beheres Kodim Seder Lovan? Gemara says it's a machloikis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's Tahar. And the Masifta Derekia says it's Tomei. Just in Gemara. The first thing is not Gemara, but just in Gemara. What we saw in the Mishnah is a machloikis, Tanakam and Abishua. The Gemara now says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Tahar. Masifta Derekia says Tomei. Who's going to be Machriya? Rabbi Barchana is going to be Machriya. So they asked Rabbi Barchana, and he said, Tahar, Tahar. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu against the Masifta Derekia, and then he was niftif. Yotza Baskoil, the Omer Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Gufcha Tahar, Vinishmascha Yotza Betara, because he said the word Tahar Tahar. Again, the Ketzor of the story, I want to bring out a point over here. Santa Maisa, the Gemara says there was a story, there was a Shiloh, what's the din by Sophic, if it's Kodam Beheres or Kodam Sarlovan? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aymer Tahar, Kula Masifta Derekia Aymer Tomei, who's going to be Machriya? Rabbi Barachana. Rabbi Barachana said, Tohar, Tohar, and it says, Yotza Nishmosi B'Tahara. Interesting. It's a big Shevach for Rabbi Barachana that is Yotza Nishmosi B'Tahara. What if, because that was the din. If the din would have been Tomei, he would have said Tomei. It's a mile. They asked him what the halach is, and he'd rather pass him like a Kodesh Baruch, not like Mesifta Derekia, but why is it a Shevach that he said Tar, that he was passing the din? If the din would be Tomei, he'd be something wrong. He wanted to say the Emes. So there's an interesting mice with the Chassam Sofer. The Rambam paskins in Hilchas Tumas Tzaraas, if you have a suffix, if the Beharis is before the Sar Lavan, Tomei. The Rambam paskins is not like a Kodesh Baruch. Again, Kodesh Baruch Hu says Tar. Misipta Derekiah said Tomei. Rabbi Bar Chana was Machriya Tar. The Rambam doesn't paskins Tomei. So the Keshet Mishnah already asks the Kasha and all the Nice of Kalim. So they say, Loi Bashamayim. It's not a Kasha that he's passing against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like the Mesitta de Rekiah. Toiru Loi Bashamayim. Yeah, but Frek the Kasha of Mishnah. But what about Rabbi Bar Chana? Rabbi Bar Chana was also Machriya that Tor. So what do you mean? The Rambam can pass in Tomei because he can go against this because Loi Bashamayim. Loi Bashamayim, you can explain why the Rambam could pass it against HaKadosh Baruch. Or but Rabbi Bar Chana was Machriya. So the Kesef Mishnah says, since Rabbi Bar Chana passed away a minute later, it said he said Tor, Tor, and he passed away. It was Nifter, so that's Loi Bashamayim. So it's like the Kesef Mishnah. The Chasam Sofer said it's very shver, he was still alive. He was Nifter a minute later. Loi Bashamayim. Chasam Sofer says a different shot. Zok to Chasam Sofer, how do you know this story that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Tor, and Mesifta Derekiah said Tomei, and Rabbi Bar Chana, who was Nifter a minute later, and then Gemara said the whole story, they found this kever, they made yeshiva there. How do we know this story? Who told us? Eliyahu HaNavi. Loi Bashamayim. Not on the Rabbi Bar Chana. On the Gan Tzipor is Loi Bashamayim. How do we know the story? It's a Gemara, but Mitzvah, yeah, how do we know the story? Dos is Ruchtich Loi Bashamayim. And there's Zokta Chasam Sofer and Shuvah. B'cholifin, that was the mice that the Rambam is paskening. The Rambam is paskening Tomei, like the Sifta Derekiah, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now there's a shayla like this. What's the type of shayla in this machloikis? Whether, if you're not sure, do you say that it's Tomei or do you say that it's Tar? On one end, he had the Cheskes Aguf. The Cheskes Aguf says that he should be Tar. So what's the pshat to say Tomei? So some Rishonim learned that the whole machloikis if you're Tar or Tomei is only if you're ready with the Cheskes Tomei from a different shayla, a different nega. If not, not. And that could be, that's what Rabbi Bar Chana was answering when he asked him what the din is. He said, Tor, Tor. Why did he say Tor, Tor? He was hinting that if you're ready Becheskes Tara, the din is Yitar. If you're ready Becheskes Tumah, the din is Yitameh. And that's what it means. It was Yotzer's Shevach to Rabbi Bar Nachmanah that he ended with saying Tara. He could have said Tumah also. It's the same side. If you're Becheskes Tara, Yitar. If it's Becheskes Tumah, Yitameh. Tor, Tor. And that's another pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says Tumah. It's not stimming. The Rambam's going when you're ready with Becheskes Tumah. The Rambam didn't say Tumah, Tumah. Ram says Tomei. One of you writes one more zach. I saw a kasha that Achronim asked. The din is if the Beharis was first, and then came the Sar Lavan, you're Tomei. If the Sar Lavan came first, you're Tar. If you're not sure, Machloikis Tanakam and Rabbi Yeshua, Machloikis Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the Sifta Derekiah, Machloikis. When the Gemara explains in Ksubis that Ein Hey and neither that Pites and other places, what's Chan in this Machloikis? The Gemara says, because there's a Chazaka. Cheskas Haguf says that you're Tark. You're not sure, you have a Cheskas Haguf. It's a very simple question. I want to bring out a point though. Why does the Chazaka say that the Beharis came before the Sarlov? This guy, yesterday, did not have a Beharis and he did not have a Sarlov. He was clean. He comes now and he sees that he has a Beharis with a Sarlov. And he doesn't know which came first. The emes is, if the Beharis came first, he's going to be Tomei. If the Sar Lavan came first, he's going to be Tar. He doesn't know which one came first. Chazaka. What does the Chazaka say? What does the Chazaka say? The Chazaka says that the Beharis came first, that the Chazaka says the Sar Lavan came first. Why should Chazaka say one came before the other one? For sure both are here now. For sure both weren't here yesterday. And for sure they both showed up. In which order? Why does Chazaka say in which order it showed up? So listen carefully. I want to say a few thoughts on the Kartz and Shach. One nusach is, we don't care if you have a white splotch, and we don't care if you have a white hair. That's not any significance. We want to know if you're tummy. The Chazaka is that you're tummy. You have a cheskes tahara. We're not discussing a Chazaka. We're discussing the metzias. If the white nega came or the salovan came. We want to know that yesterday you were Becheskes Tahara. We want to know, should you still be Tar or should you be Becheskes Tumah? Cheskes Tahara says you're Tar. If Tara means the Sar Lavan came first, that's what it will say. The issue is not on the Metzias of the Nega, it's on the Nega, the Tumah of the Nega. You're Becheskes
tahar.
Another pshat I saw, someone wanted to say an einfal. You're right, there's a chazaka. The chazaka says that it happened at the same time. And we're going to go like the tzad, that when it's bevasachas, you're tahar. We spoke before, it's a machlekes achronim, what's within by bevasachas? If you learn bevasachas is tahar, that could be a good pshat. The chazaka says, neither one came before the other. The chazaka blives, I was saying that for sure, you were tahar. But I want to say one more pshat. I saw Shem Reb Chaim. A very interesting pshat. What was our word before? Alam de Shavar, that chazaka says, you're not tame. I don't care if the nega came first or the tsar came first. The chazaka says, you're not tame. You were tar yesterday, you're becheskes tar. No, we're talking looking at the mitzvahs, at the white here and at the beheris. No, so why does chazaka say that the beheris came first? Maybe the chazaka say that the sar lovin came first? Zakar b'chaim azoy. A beheris without a sar lovin also has halachic significance. If a person has a beheris, he has to get locked up for a week and then another week. So beheris is halachically significant zakh. White here is b'chlal garnished without a beheris. So the chazaka doesn't talk to say if a person has white hair, because that taka is not saying about white hair. The chazaka talks about the beheris. It's an under a vart. This vart is based on the fact that beheris has a halachic significance and sar lovan doesn't. The previous vart was because only when beheris comes before sar lovan is it tummy. I don't know if that's someone that knows Nagoyim better. Are these two dinim tali zebezet? Is there a shaykhis? The fact that the din is your only tummy, it first came beheris and then sar lovan. It could have been faker. The Rabbi Shalom could have said faker. That the din is sar lovan comes first, then beheris. That din, that Beharis comes before the Salavan, and this other din, that Beharis, the Etzim, has a significance, that you lock him up, and Salavan doesn't. Are they connected? I don't know. But upon him, it's two different terutzim in the Cheshvin of why that we talk to say that when it's a Sotik, Kadim Beharis, the Salavan, we, according to the Rav Yeshua, and according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and according to Rav Marachan Rachana, we say that we put him Becheskas Tahar. Good.